Okay, dear students, let's take a look at worksheet number two. Whereas worksheet number one were phony companies, these are real companies. And so we're going to perform the exact same calculations that we did in the presentation and worksheet number one and in the assignment that you're going to do and then on the exam, you got it. Okay, let's start with number one, the price of Ball Corporation. Ball, who are, you know who they are. They make the glass jars, right? Containers of all sorts, right? You've seen Ball Corporation products. They're currently selling around $84.60 a share. Their earnings per share are $1.76. The five-year average PE is 30. If Ball's earnings per share are expected to grow at 10% next year, what would you expect their price to be next year? We're using the price-to-earnings price model. So the formula is the historical PE ratio, which is 30, times what we believe the earnings per share will be next year. That's the current earnings per share, $1.76, times 1 plus what we believe the growth rate will be, 10%. So 1 plus 0.1 is 1.1. Make sure you do that calculation first. Don't do the addition after you do the multiplication. It doesn't work that way. So we have 30 times $1.76 times 1.1, and that gives us a little over $58. Not the most positive predictions, is it? Okay, what about the cash flow per share? Well, their cash flow per share is $4.36. Wow, a whole lot higher than their earnings per share. Why? Because Ball Corporation is one of those companies that has tremendous depreciation expenses. The five-year average price-to-cash-flow ratio is 17. If we expect their cash flow per share to grow by 9% next year, what would you expect their price to be next year? So we do the exact same calculation. We take the historical price-to-cash-flow ratio times the projected cash flow per share, and that's equal to the current cash flow per share times 1 plus the growth rate, or 1.09. So 17 is the historical price-to-cash flow ratio times $4.36, the current cash flow per share, times 1 plus 0.09 or 1.09. Make sure you do 1.09 first. So 17 times 4.36 times 1.09 is $80.79, which is a whole lot different than our first prediction, but still less than what it's currently selling for. Finally, Ball's sales per share is currently $30.86 per share. Their five-year average price-to-sales ratio is 2.4. If we expect the sales per share to grow by 8% next year, what would you expect their price to be next year? Well, we do the exact, by now you should be getting the hang of it, right? Historical price to sales ratio, 2.4. Projected sales per share, $35.86 times 1.08 or $92.95. So according to the sales model, the price to sales model, that's a significant jump from this year's $84.60. But the other two are nowhere near as optimistic. So what can we say about these price models? Not a whole lot, in my humble opinion. But they're out there, and you decide whether they're useful to you. Number four, American Electric Power is currently selling for around $76 per share. It has been consistently paying $2.96 in dividends. If our expected rate of return is 5%, how much would we be willing to pay for the stock? Would we consider the stock a good investment at $98 per share? So let's see $76 per share. I'm sorry. Here's the value of the stock is the annual dividends divided by the required rate of return. That's the constant growth model. So $2.96 divided by 0.05 is $59.20. So, not a particularly great, potentially good buy. In other words, if we buy this stock, are we going to get 5%? No. We would be getting a whole lot less. And what we would do to find the dividend yield is take the annual dividend and divide it by the price, and that would essentially tell us this is what you're going to get. Assuming that American Electric Power's price doesn't fall and that their dividend is not decreased. So we're buying this stock as if it were just for the dividends. That's the constant growth model. And you're going to see it's a utility. Now, what about our next one? Now, here's a company that I absolutely adore. Why is that? Because I don't know about you, but I don't know if 30 years from now everybody's going to be scrolling in Farcebook and Titter. I don't know if they're going to be listening to Spotify or whatever. But I do know 30 years from now somebody's going to have to pick up the trash. And that's Waste Management Incorporated. And, of course, look at their competitors. Currently, they're selling for around $114 per share and paying $2.30 per share in dividends. The company has been growing the dividend at a constant rate of 6%. Our expected rate of return is 9%. At what price would we consider Waste Management to be a potentially good investment? Well, what if we lowered our expected rate of return to 7%? So, what's this model? The constant perpetual growth model. Silly name, but powerful model. You take the annual dividends times 1 plus the growth rate of the dividends. That's the numerator. Do that first. Then go to the denominator and take the required rate of return minus the constant growth rate. Do that second, and then divide the two. So the annual dividends are $2.30 times 1 plus 6%, 1.06, which is a little over $2.24. And then you take the required rate of return of 9% minus 6%, or 0.03, and it gives you a price of a little over $81, $81.27. Not a particularly good investment if we require a rate of return of 9%. Hey, it's a company that picks up the trash. What do you expect? They usually are not selling for such a high price relative to their dividend. And that's why I believe at this point in time, stocks are pretty darn expensive. Does that mean they're not going to go higher? I don't know. That's why they call it the future. But I'm expecting some kind of comeuppance, or I guess come downance, I should say. So try it now with 7% and see what you get. Okay, now, number 6, Yum Brands. Yum, what a dumb... No, yes, you know this company. They own Kentucky Fried Rat, Taco Smell, and Pizza Crap. I'm sorry, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut. Right, it's currently selling for around $103.50. The dividends for the next 3 years are expected to be $2 for 2021, $2.20 for 2022, and $2.32 for 2023. We forecast the price per share to be approximately $130 at the end of 2023. If we desire a rate of return of 11% using the discounted cash flow model, would we consider this a potentially good investment? Okay, well, let's make our little form, our little spreadsheet. Put the years on the left: 2021, 2022, 2023, and then our future cash flows of $2, $2.20. But then the third year, $2.32 plus the $130 that we believe it's going to be worth at the end of 2022, and then we put down the present value multipliers for 11%. 0.901, 0.812, 0.731. Check, make sure I'm doing it right, folks. Go to that present value table. Make sure for 11%, the first 3 years are 0.901, 0.812, and 0.731. So now we multiply the future cash flows for each year times the present value multipliers. $2 times 0.901 is a little over $1.80, 1.8020. $2.20 times 0.812 is $1.7864, 1.7864. And then the $132.32 times 0.731 is giving us 96.7259. Add those three present values of future cash flows, and you get a little over $100, $100.31. So, it's selling for $103.50, so it's close. Not particularly great if we must have the 11%, but what if we just lowered our required rate of return to 9 or 10%? Try it, and you'll see then, yes, it's a much better deal. So we have to adjust accordingly. Now, does that mean we should buy the stock? We need to do more research. We need to look at their competitors. We need to decide if we really want to invest in a company which is literally killing people, them and McMurderers. I'm sorry, McDonald's and all the others that sell you salt, sugar, and fat, which is really good for your arteries, folks. Coats those arteries, makes them real nice and strong. And hard. Anyway. This is my favorite model. I'll tell you right now. Number 7. The price of BioLace technology is currently around 87 cents per share. It's currently losing money, pays no dividends, but it does have patents on teeth cleaning and whitening technologies that could be very popular and profitable in the future. This is a real company, by the way. Check them out. The analyst estimates on Yahoo Finance for the price next year is $1.88. Wow, that's more than 100% return on your investment. We estimate that the price will be approximately $6 per share in 5 years. If our desired rate of return is 14%, would this be a good buy? How would you characterize this potential investment with regard to its risk versus reward profile? Well, with no dividends, we can still use the discounted cash flow model to compute an approximate valuation. Why? Because we use the future price of the stock as if it were a cash flow. The dividends are zero. There's no dividends, so we don't have to do any calculation there. But we take the expected price of the stock in 5 years times the present value multiplier of 14% for 5 years, because that's what we're desiring, 14%. It's a very risky investment. That's 0.519. Check it. Make sure I'm right. $6 times 0.519 is a little over $3.11. So, hey, it's selling for 87 cents. We believe it's worth over $3. But what must we understand? This is a very speculative gambling issue, as Value Line likes to say. Issue. I don't even know you. Kiss you? No, I'm sorry. Stock. It's very dangerous. It could be worth $6. It could be worth $15. Or it could be worth nothing. 5 cents. Are you now beginning to understand that there are choices for you to make when you invest in stocks? And you see a stock more for what it can return for you and what it could not return for you? So that you now will have your eyes wide open when you choose a stock. And sure, maybe you decide, you do your research, and it looks like, hey, BioLace has a potentially great future. And so you risk it, and your $500 could become $2,500, or $3,000, or $5,000, or $10,000, or 75 cents. Do these over and over and over again, folks. Do them on the assignment. Do them on the exam. And hopefully you'll play with the semi-bonus assignment in Chapter 6. I'm still goofing around whether I'm going to make it worth anything, because now you can download the Value Line for the 30 Dow Jones stocks for free, which is very cool. You don't even have to go to a library now, but you can't go to a library because the libraries are all closed. Do these calculations over and over and over again. And remember, what do we do after we've done the calculations? Throw them away. And then ask yourself, do I really want to partner with Yum Brands or Waste Management or Ball Corporation or maybe even BioLace? See you, dear students. Be awesome. We're so proud of you. You are rising gurus, rising investment gurus, and we're very proud of you.